It's time now for Tiger Talk Overtime.
There's a price to pay to win a championship. How we practice is how we're going to play. It's time. It's time. It's time all these distractions in, and we start getting to work and start doing it the right way.
Nobody split. Give the ball up and over, and Eden, I believe.
Out of shotgun, Patrick Nix. Alabama bringing everybody. Nix is going to float one for Sanders. Sanders, oh, he caught it at the two, and he dived in. Touchdown, Auburn! Touchdown, Auburn! Oh, my goodness!
Carnell Williams at the tailback. They'll hand it off to Williams up the middle. 25, cuts it inside. 30, 35, 40. There goes Cadillac. To the 50, to the 40, to the 30, to the 20, to the 15, 10. Go crazy, Cadillac! Go crazy!
He ran the missed field goal back. He ran it back 109 yards. They're not going to keep him off the field tonight.
Have fun doing it. Play hard, you play smart, you have fun. That's how you play the game. You communicate on the field. You take care of each other.
First down and 10, just inside of midfield. Here's Cam on the fake, right up the middle. Breaks a tackle at the 40. Stays on his feet. 35-30, 25-20. Peterson, the one man to beat at the 5.
Waits for the snap into place. There it is. The kick is up. The kick is good. Auburn wins. 22-19.
You come into our house, you got no chance. You got no chance. And we start and we play like that from start to finish. And you're going to know you played us. You're the most physical team every time we play at home.
Tiger Talk Overtime is presented by Will2, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now at 343-0106. Live from the Voodoo Wing Company on Old Shell Road, across from USA, here's your host, Doug Holton.
Shell Road, across from the University of South Alabama. Welcome into the show, everyone. We're ready to talk some Auburn football tonight. Glad you're with us as the Tigers get ready for Ole Miss on Saturday. It should be a fantastic game and a fantastic setting for the ball game. 6 o'clock on ESPN at Jordan-Hare Stadium in Pat Dye Field. Everybody is excited about this ball game. And we're going to talk about it tonight. Have a full hour to do that. We've got some great guests coming up. Ronnie Brown, the former Auburn running back, will be with us, now a member of the Auburn Network. And also Doug Barfield, the former coach of the Tigers, will be with us at the bottom of the hour on the Horizon Financial Halftime Report. Barfield will be honored at the ball game this weekend, so we'll be chatting with him. And the phone lines are open if you'd like to join us tonight. 343-0106 is our phone number here on the show. Give us a call, and don't forget to come out and see us here at the Voodoo Wing Company. Have some great wings and your favorite beverage here. They have everything you need, and don't forget to come see them for Saturday and all your tailgating needs here at the Voodoo Wing Company. Pick out your favorite wings, your favorite dipping sauce, and lots more. Also, the coach, Fred Riley, is with us for a minute or two at the top of the show. Fred, always great to have you with us.
Good to be here.
I know that you brought the crowd out for dinner, and we're looking forward to a great ball game this weekend. It should be one of the best two of the weekend in the Southeastern Conference.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Auburn Ole Miss is the feature game. Georgia, Florida, the other game that I think everybody's looking at. And don't overlook Kentucky and Mississippi State. I think that'll be a very competitive football game. Two different styles of football, two different mindsets going into it. And I think that'll be a fun one just to keep up with. And you have the Black and Gold Classic, Missouri and Vanderbilt.
That should be a slugfest.
Yeah, I don't know how many people will watch that one.
But the Auburn game, going against Ole Miss, and the Rebels are having a great year, ranked in the top 10 now. Lane Kiffin is their coach, great play caller, one of the more successful young coaches in the game, and Auburn is going to have to be really on key Saturday with their defense to play with that tempo. They like to do the tempo when they have a first down and when they get things rolling, but Auburn's going to have to be really ready to play Saturday defensively, I think.
Yeah, and I think, you know, tempo and communication against tempo, I think, is the one of the big keys, and especially when you're, you know, the crowd is going to be loud.
Yeah.
Auburn people know how to handle intimidating an offensive football team and creating issues for them, but it also creates issues for you defensively trying to communicate with all the things that you've got to do in terms of lining up and adjusting the formations and getting all that stuff done. If you're not careful, you know, I mean, you saw Alabama last week get caught, you know, looking inside, and the ball gets snapped on them
on a big play.
Or a big play for a touchdown, and those kind of things happen against tempo teams. But they've also had 2 weeks to work on it, and had Arkansas earlier, so this is nothing new to Auburn.
Which does a little bit of a similar thing.
Exactly.
Let's welcome into the show a friend of ours who we don't have a drive of the week, of course, this week with a bye week last week. But Cecil Christenberry is on the phone lines with us, and Cecil, always great to have you with us, and tell us your thoughts on the ball game coming up. Should be exciting.
Hey, guys, I wish I was over eating booty wings, man. Y'all sounding good over here on the Eastern Shore.
Hey, good to have you, Cecil. We'd love to see you.
Anything can happen. I'm very excited about this weekend. I'm hopeful that Papo is back. Tell me he's back.
I talked to some people
Papo
today.
I hope he's back.
Yeah, and of course, Coach Harsin was kind of iffy about that on Monday, but they say he is practicing, and we'll see how much he plays this weekend.
Well, that sounds good, and I'll tell you something else that I sure am ready for. We need a back or two to go over 100 yards in an SEC game. Boy, this would be a great one for Tank or Hunter or somebody to wake up and get it done.
No question about it. I think that could be the key to the ball game. I talked a little bit about that with Ronnie Brown earlier in the week. We'll hear that in a little bit. But time of possession and making those drives count for seven Saturday, those are going to be the keys. When you get in the red zone, you got to get sevens because you know Ole Miss is going to get some.
Well, you know, I get real excited about old-fashioned, old-time drives of the week, and I hope we have several after Saturday night to choose from, man. That just makes me the happiest guy over here.
Yeah. Well, Cecil, we always appreciate you being with us. Tell us what's happening at the store real quick.
Man, it's cooling off. This is good. It must really going to be fall. It's time to get the lawn covered with the lime. It's time to do the winterizer fertilizer and even put out the ryegrass, man. Come on down. We've got a few months left, but we'd love to see anybody. It's fall is the time for planting.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you're keeping track of the Fairhope game tonight, right?
Yeah, we got Murphy. We are the area champs. We're very thankful for that. And I was talking to Coach Riley just yesterday, the day before yesterday, I guess, about our field goal kicker. Man, Luke Freer, Fear the Freer. That young man kicked a 59-yard field goal. Coach saw it. He was in that,
right,
not
I was
in
there.
The end zone, but it'd been good. It's 69-yard, Coach, don't you think?
No, the ball went over the TV camera that was on the tower in the end of the field. So we're just guesstimating now how long it could have been, but certainly, you know, 67 to 70 yards. It was a heck of a kick.
Well, we are proud of that young man, and I think his phone rang the next day, which is awful good. But anyway, we got to get to Murphy Panthers tonight and to stay undefeated in the area. So we're very excited about Coach Carter and his crew and our young men. So. And we get a playoff game at home for the first time in history that I remember. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you'll have Enterprise coming in there to play next week. So, which will be old school football. You like old school football. They run the single wing. You probably ran that when you were in high school, Cecil. So,
that was back 2 years ago. I remember Biker High School back in the late 60s. Oh, my word.
All right, Cecil. Well, listen, we appreciate you being with us and keep us up to date on that ball game and War Eagle. And we'll be back with the drive of the week next week, of course.
War Eagle, guys. Good to talk to you.
Season.
Thank you so much.
All right. Cecil Christenberry, Old Time Feed. Go by and see him this week if you have any of the landscaping needs. Coach Fred Riley is with us for a few minutes. As I mentioned, we're going to talk with Ronnie Brown, former Auburn Tiger, coming up in the next segment, and Doug Barfield coming up later as well, the former Auburn head coach. And Fred, exciting to see some high school football on Thursday night, and we're going to talk more, maybe a little bit more about that in the final segment tonight. But appreciate you being with us. And as I mentioned, Ronnie Brown coming up next hour. Come on out and see us at the Voodoo Wing Company here on Old Shell Road. Lots of action on the big screens tonight. We got football, we got soccer, we got golf, and we got lots of good food. Get some wings and a cold beverage, and we'll be back with more of Tiger Talk Overtime on a Thursday night right after this. Stay with us.
Welcome back to Tiger Talk Overtime, presented by Wiltu, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now, 343-0106. Now, back to the Voodoo Wing Company on Old Shell Road, and Doug Holton.
All right, welcome back, everyone. We are at the Voodoo Wing Company. Come on out and join us for Tiger Talk Overtime tonight. Good crowd on hand, lots of sports on the big screens, and the best food in town right here at the Voodoo Wing Company. I want to mention quickly, the Rolling Tigers Booster Club is going to have their raffle coming up very soon. Great cause right there. And the viewing of the raffle prizes is going to be November 17th on a Wednesday from 7 to 9. The raffle drawing will be December 15th at 7 p.m. And for more info on that, you can call Dr. Mike Rim at his place. His number is 251-232-4753 if you want some more information on that. As I mentioned yesterday, we talked to former Auburn running back Ronnie Brown about the ball game this weekend, the Ole Miss game coming up on WarEagleTV.com. And right now, let's listen into some of that conversation. All right, Ronnie, no doubt about it, a big one coming up this weekend, maybe the biggest game so far this season for the Auburn Tigers. Your take, your perspective on what Auburn has to do to come out with a win this weekend.
Well, I think the big thing is we all look at Ole Miss, the way they've put their team together with Lane and his approach to offense. You know, I think for Auburn, the big thing for them is going to be their offense. You know, sometimes the best defense is your offense, and being able to sustain long drives, convert on third downs, which in order to do that, to give yourself a better chance to do those things, you have to be successful on first down. And so being in a positive, staying ahead of the chains. And so I think that's going to be a big key. But then also turnovers, not having any turnovers, but trying to create some turnovers, especially with Ole Miss. You know, the quarterback's really good with his legs affecting the game in that way, but forcing them to, you know, put the ball in the air, I think that would be helpful.
Right. The Auburn offense a couple of weeks ago against Arkansas seemed to do you think they flipped the switch a little bit? Did everything start clicking, or was that just a one-game affair? What do you think?
You know, I don't know, because I think, you know, with the new staff, you know, and everyone's still trying to create an understanding of what each person can do. Like for the coaches, they're still trying to figure out how to best put offensive guys in position, what they can and cannot ask certain guys to do. And then vice versa. I think guys were kind of trying to feel and learn, you know, how coaches expected everything done. I don't know, you know, because it's a different concept on the offensive side. Gus's offense was a little bit different than, you know, this approach. And so I think just trying to make that transition, it was adjustment period for a lot of people. And so getting to know, getting the familiarity, you know, with personnel, with understanding of how to get things done, what to do, what we couldn't do. And so I think it was a better performance, but I think that's just with the timing of it. You know, as you've gone through, as the season goes, you get a better understanding of game time situations, because you can't emulate certain things at practice. And it's not game time situation or game speed situations. And so you get a true understanding of that in the more games that you play. And so I think as you kind of keep going and progressing through the season, that's some of the things that everyone's starting to figure out. And I think their last week, you know, before the bye week at Arkansas, they finally started to get a feel and get comfortable with those things.
Right. And your feeling is time of possession is a very important factor this week. LSU, I think, tried a little bit of that in their game against Ole Miss. They did it maybe the first series or two and kind of stalled out, but maybe Auburn can be more successful in that regard.
Yeah, and I think, you know, when I talk time of possession is only as good as getting the ball in the end zone as well. Yeah. So if you just keep the ball and you don't score, then that really doesn't do any favors. And so red zone is going to be a big part of that. And so when I mean, you know, time of possession, I mean those long sustaining drives, eating some clock up, but then you also have to put the ball in the end zone and put the pressure on Ole Miss, because I think they've shown that they're capable of scoring a lot of points. And so the only way to combat that is to keep the ball away from them, but then you also have to score points.
Mm-hmm. Coach Harsin in his press conference Monday talked about how Ole Miss's defense has gotten a little more physical this year than maybe they were a year ago. What do you see on their side of the ball defensively, and is there a weakness over there that Auburn can attack?
Well, I think in all games, you know, I think my approach to football is the line of scrimmage. You have to win a line of scrimmage, and more times than not, if you're playing on their side of the line of scrimmage, you're giving yourself an opportunity to be successful. And so, you know, with Auburn, I think the key to that is being able to run the football, having success in the running game. And so that opens up a lot more things. It allows Bo to get some of those easy throws, but even more so than that, you know, I think the more he's able to get those easier throws, the running game is helping him out, then he's able to control the game with his legs a little bit more, because he has the athletic ability to do so. It's just, you know, trying not to do too much and trying to get outside of the scheme of the offense. And so, you know, the best approach for Auburn is having a balanced approach. At the Arkansas game, the receivers did a really good job of catching the ball. Bo put the ball in some good situations, some places for them to be successful. And so when you look at Ole Miss, I think for Auburn, the big key is going to be on the offensive, you know, being able to sustain and to create momentum from that side of the ball and being able to play on Ole Miss's side of the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, certainly that's going to be a big key. Hopefully a big crowd at the ball game Saturday. I was at the Georgia game, and there was a lot of red up there in the, the east upper deck. Hopefully that'll be more blue and orange this time around. Let's talk quickly about the Ole Miss offensively. Their offensive team, they've been very successful. Lane Kiffin, thought of as one of the great play callers, I guess you'd call it, in college football. And they've got a great quarterback. A lot of weapons over there. Our defense is going to have great eyes and be focused on slowing them down.
Yeah, and you know, when you think about Ole Miss's offense, and you know, as much as they're able to score and as well as they do, that thing comes back to the line of scrimmage as well. For Auburn, the big key, I think, a part of that was at Arkansas, was getting to the quarterback and being able to affect that. And so that's going to be the same key for this week. One, you want to keep Matt in the pocket. You want to make sure that he doesn't escape the pocket and allow him to beat you with his legs, because he's very capable of controlling the game in that aspect as well. They have some design runs for him. And so you just got to make sure you make him one-dimensional. And then outside of that, force him to do the things that he's least comfortable doing. And so once you get to the quarterback, then at least they have to think about that. And a lot of times, you know, you can control the line of scrimmage and, you know, just kind of making sure that you maintain your gaps. Don't let him outside of the pocket. And, you know, then that kind of limits the ability to extend those plays. And so it's going to be a lot of pressure on the secondary this week. They're going to be challenged. And so it's going to be key for them to have a great week of practice to be able to make sure that, you know, they do maintain their proximity to the defense or the wide receivers, and, you know, not allowing a lot of space. But really it's the line of scrimmage, you know, but not allowing Matt to get outside the pocket. Lane does a really good job of designing plays. He's an offensive-minded guy, and so he does a really good job. But, you know, I think once you get in the game, when you limit those running lanes, you limit, you know, the success on first down, then it forces them in those third and long situations, which, you know, everyone kind of knows what has to happen in those situations. And then that's when you try to get to the quarterback and do some things and give them different looks to kind of, you know, mix it up a little bit, using the home field advantage, you know, getting the crowd involved and, you know, trying to get some delay against calling some penalties, on those guys.
What do you hear anything about guys coming back this week? I know we've been missing a couple on defense. Any breaking news there?
I didn't participate in the conference this week. But I think Owen, the thought was to have Owen back this week. I think that's a really big help for the defense. You know, those guys filling in have done a really good job. And so I think having him back, adding that depth, is really important. Outside of that, I really don't know of anyone else. But I think that was the big one that I think everyone was kind of waiting to see.
Right. And TD, I guess, was the other guy. I'm not sure what his situation is, but would be helpful to have him back as well. A lot of people starting to talk about Auburn football a little bit heading into this Ole Miss game. And, you know, the Auburn fans are maybe starting to talk about running the table a little bit and getting to the championship game. That's kind of exciting. Are you starting to think about that or in the back of your head?
No, you know, I try to keep the same mentality I had as a player. And it's, you know, like Carson says, 1-0 this week, you know, control the controllables, control the things that you can control. That's preparation. Preparation provides an opportunity to be successful on game day. And the more comfortable you are with the scheme, with the game plan, the better your chances of success are because the execution is there. And so, you know, try not to get ahead of yourself. 2004, that was our thought is, you know, we take it one game at a time. You know, I think people, the quote that I heard is one of the most insignificant things in sports is the score at halftime. And so you just have to stay the course and continue doing that. And so, you know, right now, you know, you're in the middle of the season. You're going to hit a long stretch right here. This, you know, pretty important stretch. And so coming off bye week, it's doing the same things you've been doing up until this point. Don't change anything. Just continue to progress and get better and build those things that you're doing well. Acknowledge the things that you aren't doing so well and try to improve those things. But I wouldn't change the mentality at this point.
All right. The thoughts of Ronnie Brown, former running back for the Auburn Tigers during the early 2000s. Of course, played his college football with Cadillac Williams in the backfield. That was quite a duo. And it will be interesting to see if Owen Papo is back in the lineup this weekend. He is badly needed in the linebacker core. And Coach Brian Horson didn't exactly say that Owen was ready at his press conference on Monday, but we'll see what it looks like this weekend as we get toward game time. We want to have a big crowd on hand, of course, Saturday night as well. And I'm sure Auburn will, a 6 o'clock game on ESPN. But the last game, the last home game with the Georgia Bulldogs, there was a lot of red in the east upper deck. We don't want to see that this time around. When we come back, we're going to chat with the former head coach, Doug Barfield, who will be honored at the game this weekend. Stay with us. We'll be right back on Tiger Talk Overtime from the Voodoo Wing Company.
Welcome back to Tiger Talk Overtime, presented by Will2, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now, 343-0106. Now, back to the Voodoo Wing Company on Old Shell Road and Doug Holton.
Overtime. Right now it's time for the Horizon Halftime Report, brought to you by Horizon Financial. Connect with us and experience the Horizon difference. Joining us now on the phone lines, a very special guest, a former head coach of the Auburn Tigers, Doug Barfield. And Coach Barfield will be honored Saturday at the Ole Miss game as a permanent member of the A Club. And Coach Barfield, want to welcome you into Tiger Talk Overtime. Thanks for being with us.
Well, hey, Doug, it's great to be here. I appreciate you and one of your sponsors, my former manager who could do all my quarterback drills was Henry Hardy. Yeah, he's a special guy, and I'm just happy to join you.
That's right. We're going to talk to Henry in just a minute, but a nice tribute from Auburn, making you a member of the A Club, a permanent member on Saturday. I know that's going to be nice for you.
Well, yes, it'd be a special time, really. I mean, I told them, well, I've already been a member of a couple of Letterman's Club, but this is special because really some of my former players, I think, really are behind this. They just got together and decided they wanted to do that, and I appreciate it. I'm very appreciative of that honor, and I'm looking forward to seeing a lot of those guys Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be fun. I know you're back living in the area in Opelika. Things have changed in Auburn a little bit since the 1970s. The stadium and the town have grown up quite a bit, haven't they?
Yeah, we of course noticed that the campus, the football program, the stadium, and all the many things have changed. I was talking to one of our former guys that played. He was already there when I came, Rusty Dean, today, and he said, "Oh, man, has it changed?" You know, well, of course, things have progressed. Football has changed somewhat. Some things remain the same, but overall, Auburn has really made a tremendous amount of progress, both in construction and in the program.
Absolutely. I know you spent some time in the Mobile area, too, at UMass as a coach and athletic director. You got a lot of friends down in this area.
Yeah, you know, of course, UMass Wright has kind of been special to me over the years. I started out there early on as an assistant coach and then was a head coach there after Coach Baker left. And then after many years and circulating around and then at the University of Mobile, then I came back to UMass Wright as the athletic director and stayed 4 or 5 years. And really, I really enjoyed it. It was a job, but the program was growing, and that was really, really big and a pleasant opportunity for me.
Well, Coach, hang with us for just a second. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back with you, and we're going to bring Coach Hardy on as well and talk some about the old times, okay?
Yeah, you know, it's really good because Auburn is really special. I don't know Coach Harrison, but I just observe the work he's done and some of his staff. I do know Mike Bobo. I coached against and when he was at Georgia, and I know he's a really good coach, and so is Coach Mason, defensive coordinator. And Coach Harrison, he's got them coming around. He's improved. There's no question about it since it started. Now I think he's going to be a factor in the western part of the conference.
All right, well, stay with us, Coach. We'll be back in just a minute after this word from Horizon Financial. I want to take a minute to tell you about Henry Hardy and Horizon Financial, a company built on knowledge, personal service, and integrity. Henry Hardy has over 32 years in financial services. Henry Hardy is a SmartVestor Pro utilizing Dave Ramsey's investing principles, and that tells me a lot. If you're looking for wealth management, retirement planning, call Henry Hardy and Horizon Financial, 251-625-2220, located across from the Eastern Shore Center at 1 Timber Way, Suite 100 in Daphne, Alabama. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Sage Point Financial Incorporated, SPF, member FINRA, SIPC. Working with an advisor who subscribes to the SmartVestor Pro Network cannot guarantee investment success or that financial goals will be achieved. Advisors pay a fee to belong to the SmartVestor Pro program. Dave Ramsey and the Dave Ramsey SmartVestor Pro program are not affiliated with Sage Point Financial Incorporated and are not sponsored or endorsed by Sage Point Financial Incorporated. All right, back on the Horizon Financial Halftime Report. Thanks for being with us. We're chatting with former coach of the Auburn Tigers, Doug Barfield, and we want to bring in also a guy you just heard about, Henry Hardy, who coached at Auburn as well as he was when he was a student, and now he's the president of Horizon Financial. Coach Barfield and Coach Hardy, welcome back into the show. I know you guys have some special memories. Coach Barfield, you hired Coach Henry Hardy, when you were at Auburn.
Yeah, I tell you what, he wanted to go into coaching. He was very sharp and very knowledgeable about the game, and of course he had been around it. And then the next thing I knew, he was coaching at Shaw High School in Mobile. We later played them when I was at Opelika High School in the playoffs. But Henry had departed. He got smart, and he went into the investment business and insurance and investment, financial services, and he has really done well. I'm so proud of him and for him, too, and it's just a great opportunity to even be associated with him indirectly through you.
And Henry, I know you're on the line with us now. I know Coach Barfield has a special place in your heart when you were at Auburn.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. Coach Barfield.
Speaking for himself.
I was a little man on the totem pole for sure, but I was.
You got him on the line.
And just enjoyed working with him and his staff, and learned so much about football and about life from him. He's always set a great example. And Coach Barfield, I sure am glad that you're going to be honored on Saturday. And I even think that that's overdue. It should have been done a long time ago. Gave a lot of yourself to Auburn University, and I'm glad to see him reaching back out to you now.
Absolutely. Coach Barfield, I want to ask you, before we run out of time here, take us back just a little bit to the 1970s. You arrived at Auburn from Clemson, where you're an assistant coach there. You came in, I think, to coach the freshman team in 72. And before that, before long, you were running the offense. But take us back to that time and a little bit about, for people who are younger and don't remember Coach Jordan as much, kind of what was he like? What kind of coach was he?
Well, Coach Jordan was a gentleman and a scholar, but I tell you what, he had a fiery side, too, and he could demand with his authority that you serve properly, and he had good discipline. I really learned so much from Coach Jordan about his high handle practice and build up to the games and that type of thing. But he hired me as a freshman coach. I had freshman football back then, so I coached the freshmen a couple of years, and we were fortunate to win a couple of big games, Alabama won in particular, and he had told me beforehand, we need to win that game, but that wasn't the only reason we did. But so I coached that, and then it just came, I guess, an opportunity somehow. Another coach, Lorenzo, wanted to move on and go into recruiting and so forth, so he moved me up to run the offense, and we had some success and went to the Gator Bowl, and were fortunate to beat Texas down there, who's always been one of my idols there, Coach Royal. And so that led to one thing led to another, and I guess they decided to offer me the opportunity to follow Coach. And there's a couple of things, you know. I know he told me, he said, hey, you know, you're going to have to get in there and really get with the program, because this is a tough league, and he was certainly right in that. And but he was always there if I needed him to ask him something or whatever. And I appreciate so much him and being able to work and learn from him.
Coach Barfield, Fred Riley here. Hey, how you doing, sir? You still there, Coach?
I'm having a little trouble hearing you, though.
That's all right. It's Fred Riley. Wanted to holler at you. You know, folks my age don't realize that back in the day, you know, you ran the offense in high school wherever your high school coaches went to clinic that year. You know, and if high school coaches went to Alabama, they ran the wishbone, and if they went to Auburn, they ran the split back veer. So I was a split back veer guy because of Doug Barfield and my high school coaches going to visit Auburn that year. So you had an impact on my life. I didn't know who I was.
Well, I tell you one thing that I learned from Coach Jordan, and I appreciate it, and I've never forgotten this, that the year we were able to block two or three kicks against Alabama, and, you know, he handled those things, whether it was a win or a loss. Of course, he didn't like the losses at all, and they lingered on you, but he was able to survive 24 years of some ups and downs, and some great years. He won a national championship. And it was just a pleasure to learn from him.
All right, the thoughts of Coach Doug Barfield. And, Coach, hang with us through the break, and we'll talk a little bit more when we come back. If you can, you're listening to Tiger Talk Overtime, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Welcome back to Tiger Talk Overtime, presented by Will2, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now, 343-0106. Now, back to the Voodoo Wing Company on Old Shell Road and Doug Holton.
All right, thanks very much. We are back here at the Voodoo Wing Company. Tiger Talk Overtime rolling on, and we're having the pleasure of chatting with former Auburn coach Doug Barfield and Henry Hardy, Coach Henry Hardy, who was hired by Doug Barfield in his student days on the Plains. And Coach Barfield, want to ask you about one of your great successes at Auburn real quick, recruiting. You recruited some of the great players in Auburn history, and Joe Cribbs and James Brooks and Andrews and a receiver named Byron Franklin and lots of other guys like that. What was the secret to that, and how enjoyable was that to coach players that talented when you were at Auburn? All right, I guess Coach Barfield, I don't think he's with us. Coach Hardy, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Can you hear me okay?
I can. Tell me a little bit. I was trying to ask Coach Barfield about recruiting. I'm not sure he's still on the line, but as I was mentioning, he coached some of the great players in Auburn history, that great Auburn backfield that he recruited. How did that rub off on you and influence your recruiting in years to come in places that you went?
Well, he really did a great job of recruiting skilled players. And if you think about it, we probably had three of the best running backs in the country that year. And with James Brooks, Joe Cribbs, and William Andrews. And so they were rare talents, and you don't get people of that quality in there that often. In fact, I'm thinking about the running backs that we had after that. And they were every bit as talented, I think, as Cadillac Williams and Ronnie Brown that you had on the show earlier tonight. They were the same caliber running backs.
No question about it. I know it's going to be a special day for you, Henry, as well, Saturday, seeing Coach Barfield, as you mentioned before, get that honor. Special place in your life, and it's going to be a big day for him and a big day for you as well. And certainly appreciate both of you joining us tonight on the show.
Been a pleasure.
All right, Henry Hardy of Horizon Financial, and also one of the student coaches in the 1970s for Coach Doug Barfield. I want to thank Coach Barfield for being with us as well. Lots to talk about in the SEC this week. Coach Fred Riley is back with us for a few minutes here at the end of the show. And, Coach, we talked a little bit about the Auburn-Ole Miss game at the top of the show and Lane Kiffin and his offense. We want to chat a little bit about Matt Corral, their quarterback. He's having a fantastic season. Great through the air. He can throw it. He certainly can run it. Had a couple hundred yards on the ground one game. And he's a guy that's, I don't know if you can stop him, but you got to kind of slow him down to win that ball game.
The trying to bend but don't break, get them to the red zone, and again deal with fourth downs. You know, how many times are they going to go for it on fourth down?
Yeah.
Analytics. You know, I understand analytics and understand how all that works, but analytics don't take into factor crowd noise. They don't take into factor the moment of the game, the bigness of the game. Analytics are pure facts, and sometimes crowd noise and can your guy block their guy out, out overrules analytics.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's gonna be interesting to see how that plays out and how many times they go for it on fourth down. Their run pass balance is really amazing. They're only 13 yards off between run pass yardage in games, which again a lot of that is also Corral's legs balancing the run game out. Having a quarterback as the extra runner puts you in a bind when people spread you all over the field, because again you can get 5-on-5 in the box and have an extra runner running the ball, and they do a great job of that and checking and doing those things. So a lot of people picked him to win the Heisman. I mean, he is an outstanding quarterback. Neither team turned the ball over a lot. Both teams are sitting we're at it like six turnovers. I mean, seven games into the season.
Could be
a
big difference Saturday.
That's pretty impressive. Both of them average about the same amount of yards punting. I mean, it's really interesting how close. The only difference, I think, is Ole Miss averaging 80 yards, 80 plays a game, and Auburn averaging 70 plays a game. I mean, time of possession, both are 28 minutes and something per game. I mean, it is really
very
neat how close every statistic is. You know, Ole Miss 42 a game, Auburn 35 a game points, but Ole Miss gives up 28 or 29, and Auburn only gives up 19.
Yeah, their defense is a little stingier than it was last year.
No question. Yeah. But again, some of that is the offense protecting the defense by going forward on fourth down a lot. So, there are a lot of dynamics in this game that are going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, I heard the stat, I think today or yesterday, that Ole Miss is 60-40 toward the run on first and second down. Maybe it was on the Tiger Talk coming in, but I was thinking a lot of that's probably Corral scrambling and doing his thing.
Right, because that counts as a run, even if a pass was called, exactly. And their RPO game is strong with everybody's with the RPO and reading the backside linebacker and throwing the slant back in there behind him. And so, I mean, a lot of it depends upon your run-pass ratio is sort of skewed a little bit based upon what the defense gave you on a particular play on an RPO. So,
right.
All that factors in.
Yeah, be interesting to see how Bo Nix, if he uses the run a lot on Saturday night as well. Let's talk about some of these games coming up quickly before we have to go. But Missouri and Vanderbilt, we mentioned that's going to be an interesting ball game. We won't spend a lot of time on that. But you talked about Kentucky and Mississippi State. That could be an interesting affair.
You know, Kentucky, we talked a couple of weeks ago about the fact Kentucky is right there amongst the best in the country of getting the most out of what they have.
Mm-hmm.
And, the Stoops has always has. Their staff does a great job. You know, a power run, quarterback run-based football team against a team that, a run is a swing route, behind the line of scrimmage. Leach is running a draw every now and then and doing a little more. But, basically throw it every down versus almost run it every down. The two contrasts there are really interesting. But two outstanding football coaches in the league that bring two different styles and two different ways of doing things, and they're both successful.
Yeah. The other big game on CBS is Georgia and Florida. Of course, everybody's familiar with the Georgia Bulldogs and what they're doing this year. Florida struggling a little bit. They had the loss to LSU a couple of weeks ago, which was kind of unexpected, but a little bit of heat on Dan Mullen down there, which is kind of crazy. But can the Gators pull an upset Saturday, you think?
I don't think so.
I mean,
it's going to be interesting to me to see if Georgia just handles business the way they have every week. And they, if I was a betting man, that's where I would go with it. I mean, they're just solid in every area. Florida had an identity of being the best running football team in the country, and then all of a sudden they became a football team that can't stop the run.
Yeah.
I mean, you watched LSU just run the counter trade repeatedly, and LSU ran one play, and Florida cannot stop it over and over and over again. And, that's odd to watch at football at that level. I'd be ill as a high school coach if we couldn't stop the counter tray at some point in time and figure this out. I don't understand exactly what has happened on that side of the
situation.
Ball down there.
Yeah, but Florida moved it on Alabama a little bit. We'll see if they can move it on the Georgia defense Saturday. Fred, appreciate you being with us
as always,
and great to have you on Tiger Talk Overtime. We'll see you again real soon.
All right, War Eagle.
All right, War Eagle. Fred Riley with us, the head coach of the Fairhope Storm and a great analyst for high school or college football. That is going to wrap it up for us here at the Voodoo Wing Company and Tiger Talk Overtime on a Thursday night. Hope you enjoy all the ball games Saturday, whichever your favorite team might be. The Auburn Tigers looking for a big win over the Ole Miss Rebels. And we'll be back next week to talk about that and the game coming up against Texas A&M. Until then, Doug Holton, for everybody here, War Eagle, everybody. Good night.